Okay, Ireland is receiving a financial bailout from its European neighbors, but that relief comes at a price. The Irish government is short of money because it had to bail out banks. So politicians have had to agree to a package of severe spending cuts for everybody else. Listen carefully here and you may hear lessons as Americans consider cutting their own federal budget. The people following Ireland's trouble include Jacob Kierkegaard of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. When we talk about austerity in Ireland, what does that mean for Ireland?
Well, I mean, it obviously means that, you know, you're going to cut public spending. It means you're going to lay off public sector workers. You're going to cut unemployment benefits. You're going to cut your pension benefits. You're going to raise certain taxes, not the corporate income tax, but other revenue-generating measures. Basically, it just means that everybody is going to feel this this drive.
When you say firing public workers or shrinking the public payroll in any event, what parts of the government are being cut here?
Well, it hasn't been fully announced yet. We don't actually know who they are going to target. What we do know is that they have set a framework that are in the sort of lower tens of thousands.
Is that a lot for the Irish government?
For a country the size of Ireland, that's a non-trivial cull.
Now, you also said taxes will go up, almost every taxes, except you said corporate income taxes. Why would they be spared?
Part of that is that, and this was actually very, very controversial, because Ireland has had a 12.5% corporate income tax since the early 1990s.
And that is low.
That is very, very low. Yeah. And they have essentially used that to attract a lot of foreign direct investments from the United States and from other European countries. If you had forced the Irish to raise their corporate income tax, you would essentially have cut off the one major source of economic growth that Ireland still has.
Attracting more
companies, foreign direct investments. I strongly doubt that the Irish corporate income tax will be stuck at 12.5%.
It could go, just to pick a number, it could go to 20% and still be way lower than most countries.
Yeah.
I'm really interested to listen to you talk through these numbers, because you have a situation which gets to this question of national sovereignty, doesn't it? You have a country that has a particular economic policy. They're trying to compete with other countries. And suddenly, they are depending for a bailout on the countries they've been competing against, who may have an opinion about their economic policies. A bit of a cautionary tale here, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, imagine if Delaware had to be granted a bailout by the U.S. Governors Association.
Oh, and Delaware has corporate laws that have attracted tons of corporate headquarters.
This is essentially, in a nutshell, has been what Ireland has gone through. Ireland has another problem. They haven't had a change of government yet. The government that is now in power has been more or less in power since the mid-1980s. So it was on their watch that all of this happened. And now they're coming back and saying, look, we need you to take all this pain to put our country back on a solvent standing.
Well, given that we're basically on the cusp of a political campaign, I'm curious if anybody's campaigning against this budget deal.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Is it possible you could end up with a government elected that says, we reject this whole bailout deal?
Ireland was a country that actually has done almost everything right. Mm-hmm. The only thing they didn't get right, they didn't manage to control their banking system. And now the banking system is saddled with so much bad debt that it has brought down the government. So it is essentially the cost of the bank bailout that has led to this international bailout of the country. And, you know, we know from this country the politics that are involved in a bailout.
People are asking, why should I pay billions for a banker?
Yeah. Exactly. And it actually gets even worse. Ireland, as part of this bailout package, which was 85 billion euros, Ireland is actually contributing 17.5 billion euros of that themselves. 10 or so billion euros are going to come from what's called the National Pension Reserve Fund, which is essentially, you know, the National Social Security Trust Fund. So what you are actually having here is the equivalent of if say, George Bush in 2008 had gone into a re-election campaign, having just raided the Social Security Trust Fund to bail out, you know, Citigroup and AIG. I mean, the politics are just explosive.
Mr. Kierkegaard, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Jacob Kierkegaard is a research fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics here in Washington, D.C.